All in this together.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The U.S., Britain, Germany, and other members of the Group of Seven Nations are meeting in Rome today. The focus is on a lesson we all learned in preschool. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Cooperation, that's one way to look at it.
We can't live together. We're going to die alone.
And that's another way to look at it. There are reports some of the nations want the meeting to produce a renewed focus on free trade. With U.S. lawmakers throwing around things like a Buy America clause, some are worried that free trade could go by the wayside. Germany's finance minister says that if nations turn inward, if they resort to protectionism, they may find out what a Great Depression is really like. His comments were well-timed. Just today, Berlin reported the country's economy shrank by more than 2% in the fourth quarter. That's the most since its west and east sides reunited nearly 20 years ago. And other European nations aren't faring much better. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Wall Street is following the summit in Rome and the stimulus package in Congress. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a quarter of a percent, 19 points. NASDAQ is up half a percent, or 8 points. And the S&P 500 is up 2 points right now. That's about a quarter of a percent. Asian markets were up more significantly today, 1 to 2%. European shares are mostly up a percent or so this morning. As we heard a moment ago, the fallout from the financial crisis is shared by the entire world. The mayor of Las Vegas feels like his town is sharing a little too much of that fallout. The center of the convention world found itself a little off-center this week, as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
The latest figures out this week show convention business here in Las Vegas off around 5% from a year earlier. And then President Obama came along this week and suggested that business gatherings here are an unacceptable luxury for firms getting bailout money.
You can't go take a trip to Las Vegas or go down to the Super Bowl on the taxpayers' dime.
Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman says he wants a rectification. He insisted at a news conference yesterday that Vegas visits shouldn't be off limits, even if they use bailout money.
If it's for serious purposes and not for a vacation, but to get business done, I see nothing wrong with it.
This week, at least four big companies either canceled or relocated several million dollars in convention business. A gathering of financial bigwigs, the American Securitization Forum, did go on. But Executive Director George Miller found the need to say there was nothing to be ashamed of as they discussed freeing up the credit markets.
No one should be defensive about being here to address those important topics, and no one should be dissuaded or discouraged from taking part in this conference. It is not only okay, it is essential.
At MGM Mirage Resort, Senior VP Alan Feldman argues Las Vegas can actually be a cheaper and more effective destination.
Companies look to have a good time, set a good tone for a meeting, and then have a productive meeting. And in that regard, we have the facilities and staff and the capability to deliver like no city in America.
Feldman argues that perhaps more than ever, now is the time businesses ought to be getting together to solve our economic ills. In Las Vegas, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Tomorrow could be one of the more tense Valentine's days in a while. A lot of couples are having to deal with the kind of financial pressures that can sink a relationship. Gail Cunningham is with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Gail, you have been counseling people for years. How much do you worry about couples in this recession?
With the skyrocketing job losses, it really is a concern to us because, of course, if the income is cut in half or evaporates entirely, that certainly puts stress on your daily living expenses, such as your mortgage, your rent payments, your putting food on the table, keeping your utilities on, just the basics like that. And, of course, through the years, the court documents have shown that financial distress is one of the major causes of divorce. And interestingly enough, we're seeing people who can't afford to get divorced. The economic reality simply is the fact that they cannot afford to set up two different residences with two different sets of expenses.
Maybe it keeps some people together?
Really, it's probably cheaper to stay together now.
This is an intimate issue, Gail, that a lot of couples have maybe never had to confront together before.
You're exactly right. You know, it's really interesting that people would almost rather talk about anything than their finances. And not until they have a financial distress are they forced into having this conversation.
You have talked about something called financial infidelity. What is that?
Well, that is what we call it when one partner is hiding purchases or debt from the other. This can be a home wrecker for sure. And I can promise you that if you are sitting across the desk from a couple where financial infidelity surfaces, the blame game starts. And you can cut the tension with a knife. It is so thick within the room. This is one of the most distressful things that we hate to see, because once the people leave our office, we know that it's going to get worse.
Well, Gail, this recession is not ending soon. What advice can you give couples who want to stick together through this?
On Valentine's Day, we suggest giving the gift of open conversation about money. I think this is a good time to say, hey, honey, let's sit down and take another look at our finances. And if you're in financial distress, you may need to take a look weekly or at least monthly. You know, people will feel more secure, and that will diminish the stress level in your house if you face it head on, develop a plan, and then you've got some hope for a way out.
Gail Cunningham with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, thank you and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Speaking of matchmaking, Sears announces a new online venture today. It's called ServiceLive.com, and it will match homeowners with home repair. You choose from a list of pre-screened contractors, plumbers, whatever. You name your price, and the first one to respond gets your business and maybe your undying love. The Dow is up 23 points at 7,956. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.